This is CliffCentral.com.
You know, they say you gotta put out into the universe what you want, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just putting out into the universe any millionaire, multi-millionaire, Bali, that is about to, like, you know, you're gonna go see God now, you know it yourself, like, God is knocking at your door soon, like, and you just don't know what to do with your multi-millions, bro. Like, I wouldn't lie, if he just swung just a cool mole, the just, worst guys would be, like,
we'd do it wonders.
Yeah,
we'd do it wonders.
You'd stretch that mole, and when you get to heaven, you would be so proud that you left that investment in our hands. And the thing is, it's going to be something so random. The same way, who was it? Lil Dicky just went to people's cribs. Yo, can I shoot a music video? Yeah, yeah, sure, why not? Yo, you finna give me $1 million? Yeah, sure, why not? It's going to happen. I don't know when and how or why.
It's like the way we got the Carnival City show at Mardi Gras Theater.
Exactly, we get everything.
Just like, walking just around like, hey, yo, you like comedy? Yeah, I do. Oh, do you guys want to do a show at a theater in Carnival City? Yeah. We're 6 months in the game, bro. We've barely been on stage. We're like, yeah, we can do it. But he felt that energy.
We've only been here 3 months. We're touching the ring right quick.
It's like, yeah, cool. You guys can have it. Okay. So now we're putting it out there, millions.
Yeah, but we just look attractive to investors, honestly.
Surely. Yeah.
You know, like if we were a piece of ass,
dog, we'd be the most lit. We'd be an Instagram hoe. hey, don't fox whistle. You know, that's very dangerous these days. That's very dangerous. Everybody's going down.
Who going down this week?
Everybody, Cristiano's going down. Oh no, Cristiano going down. He's taking a hit. We'll get more into that because today's topic is quite, it's quite an intricate one, I believe.
What?
And it's one that touches into the core of our beings, especially as sexual beings. It's about to get dangerous.
That includes you, priest. I know you, priest.
I know you got a penis, priest.
I know the nuns, too.
I know nuns got vaginas.
Nobody's clean. We're coming for everybody.
Yeah, I know we're coming for everybody, for real. And I think the thing that brought it up and that we've been thinking about a lot recently is, you know, I love a MILF. I love a good old-fashioned MILF.
You know what I'm saying?
that's the way to go for me.
You know, and something is ripe. This thing is even overripe, my boy.
Yeah. I love that shit, you know. And you know you love a certain type where you can see your porn category. Can I tell you, my porn category is pork, fat-ass white girl, and mature MILF. You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
Woo!
But carrying on. So this is your category, which I concur.
Yeah. So that's my category, right? So I'm saying now, what is this thing about MILFs? And they're a big deal in life in general. Like, if you speak to any youngin that you know around our age, he wants to fuck a MILF before he becomes a Bali. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But me, even if I'm 45, 55, the same MILF that I'm choking to now, I can rock it in that time.
Yes,
dog.
Which is why I'm, like, for me, it's the thing of, like, hey, man, babe, listen, I know your husband ain't doing you justice. I know we out here not loving you, not appreciating you, your milfness, you know.
Your full-on milf, your tenderness.
I can see by the way you're looking at me, you probably got, what, 2-3 kids? Let me rewatch you.
They're stressing you out.
Let me rewatch you.
Chill.
We're the worst guys. You know.
You're chill with the worst guys, G. You know what I'm saying, boy? Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, so I'm saying, like, they are adored. But it's weird, like, everybody want to fuck each other's moms, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? It was seriously some Freudian shit on some, I don't know, now Oaks have been checking my moms.
No, it's not even like that. I think you just taking it to that point. I'm not even thinking.
How many Oaks in high school would you have, whose moms would you have charged? Gang. I know, gang. I won't say names, but. Yo, if I was to be at an old boys' school, I don't think I'd take my child to an old boys' school. Now that I'm looking back, honestly.
Yo, where are you going to send that nigga to then?
A co-ed school.
Why?
Just because I think just surrounding yourself with one gender is problematic because
it hazardous.
Yeah, because you just think like that gender and you don't learn how to.
Oh, so you want niggas to think like bitch?
I say we must think like each other, niggas and bitches together, harmony.
You know, Malcolm Fury for future president.
For future president, you know. Let the
I'll be vice. I'll be vice.
The niggas and the hoes come together as one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Flip the coin.
Okay.
All right. Because there's always two sides to a story.
Always.
All right. Now, what about older men, female, going for younger people?
That's true. That's
now,
true.
That, where do we draw the line with the age now?
Yeah. Okay, first, let's go to the easy one. Let's go to the easy one. What's the oldest you'd do?
Oldest?
Yeah.
For as long as Kris Jenner is alive, however old she is, that's my limit. If she lives up to 90, well, guess what? Let me tell you, I got a new limit. It's 90, baby. So, honestly speaking, no, seriously,
no,
seriously.
No, no, she's also my standard. I don't even lie.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as I do her, you know, yeah.
As long as she's alive, however old she is, that's the level. You know, I'm going to Google it for you right now. What you saying she is?
I'd say she's like 65, 70. It's between 65 and 70. Wow, that's quite old. That's quite old. Okay, okay, that's the easy one. But now we're going to youngins. Like, one of my mates told me a story about he had sex with a MILF for the first time when he was 16. And I'm like, shit.
She's 62, by the way. So
62.
Shout out all the
62-year-olds. We out here for you. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys. Slide into those DMs. We out here. Anything 62 and down, you know, we out here. Yeah, we eat it as well, you know. You know, people who don't eat avocados and the people who are the same people who don't eat pussy. I don't trust those people, dog. I can't tell you. You know, like those DJ Khaled's.
Ah, no. DJ Khaled is not trustworthy. Problem.
He's not trustworthy, no, bro.
DJ Khaled comes in the first minute and he's like, "We the best."
Oh yeah, he's by himself there.
And then the chick is just like, "Yeah, DJ Khaled. Say my name, DJ Khaled."
Oh shit.
But we digress.
We digress. We do digress. Okay, so now, okay, we've got the 62. We got Kris Jenner. And now we're going downwards, right? And this is where it gets a little bit testy, right? Because from that perspective of a guy, he enjoyed it, the story you told me, my mate. He's like, "Yeah, I'm doing a MILF. This is fantastic. I can't wait to tell my friends at school tomorrow," you know. But from a girl's perspective, that would be different. You know? Even though I know, we had a sports coach. He openly told us that he used to have sex with 16-year-olds, and this was a grown man at the time. Do you remember him? It's a sport that we both play for a young minute. You go to Grahamstown.
Oh,
yeah.
big man. Yo, wow. So, that was quite horrific. Cause that guy's middle finger is like the 15-centimeter ruler. You know what I'm saying? That must have been quite...
Yeah. But these
about
things
to get
are happening.
Me too.
Everybody getting me too. But these things are happening. That's what I'm saying. And now we have to face that reality and we have to start thinking about, okay, what is actually going on?
Yeah.
You know, so R. Kelly, for instance. Big woo-ha about him right now.
Mm.
He pees on women. Which is a fucked up thing to do, but like...
As long as there's a porn category for it, it's not fucked up. Leave the man to fulfill his fucking fetish.
Yeah. If the girl agrees.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if she's 16 and then it's statutory, right? You can still go to jail for that shit.
100%.
So now, how does he fulfill his fantasy without breaking the law? You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Even if she does consent.
Mm. See, here's my thing as well.
Is he manipulating her because she's young? Or are there 16-year-olds who know what's up?
There's 16-year-olds. Hell, there are 15-year-olds who know what's up.
There are 13-year-olds with children. Literally taking care of families, dog. But a lot of those situations come from rape. I won't even lie. So that's also another side of the coin that we have to look at.
Mm.
But for the most part, you know, that's a maturity that nature bestows upon women, you know.
Mm.
And I don't see why we have to look at both of them differently, you know. You kind of do have to, but it's also like, okay, we're fighting for equality now.
Dude, let's
look at each other equally and treat each other that way.
Like I'm talking Stone Age medieval days. Guy,
These
young princesses at the age of like 11, 12.
Queens, boy.
And they were jeeving. They were fornicating for years.
Yeah.
And then we just came like, hola, how old is this bitch? How old is this bitch?
18? No.
Yeah, I can't be doing that. Is she 18?
Yeah. I wonder, actually, we should try find out when that actually changed. You know, when it started to become taboo. And I don't necessarily agree that people should be able to have sex with somebody below 18. But I'm saying, why is it that humans have done that before? What, you know, there's nature, there's maturity, there's, I don't know, like, this is a perfect example. Talking to a girl, she has 19. 19 still sounds young to me, bro.
It's
still risky, dog. I'm like, yo.
It sounds like it's so risky because it's like she's trying to call out a number that's close to her age. It's not her age, but it makes it sound like
she's legit.
She knows she can pull off this look.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
So let's go to the younger scale.
Pin anything on the females, but there are those girls who get by like that to slide into clubs.
Yeah,
19. Boss is not going to ask any questions. You're a female. Females get in anyway.
Yeah. No, I hear you. That's why we're looking at the whole scope of things, because we need to try to get a roof to this problem, because, like, this is a whirlwind that I don't think we've seen in our time, you know. And we need to understand what's going on psychologically. Well, we need to try and figure it out, you know, for ourselves. So that's why we question everything here on The Worst Guys. And this is the thing for me. So 18, right? If a girl tells you she's 18, are you getting involved?
No.
What's your lowest then? We've gone to highest. What's your minimum age requirement? What kind of club are you?
20. The minute they're still teen in your age, I'm tapping the fuck out.
Yeah. But is it because you think she's not ready to have sex, or do you think it's just risky because of the way things are set up?
Yes. The latter, streets are hot.
The latter.
The streets are hot right now.
And
honestly speaking, in high school, I'd also be questioning myself if I'm finna have sex right now. Yeah. I'm a 16-year-old. There's another 16-year-old flinch, and we're vibing, and everything is dope.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, if she says, whip it out, I'm gonna question, do I really wanna do this?
Yeah.
Could this come back to bite me 3 years later?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to find out.
I'm questioning every sexual encounter I have from here on out, boy. Like, this is a real situation.
Dude.
Because now you gotta sign that, what you call it,
affidavit.
No, consent form.
Oh.
Sorry, just to break the romance a little bit, I've got this form that I need you to sign because, you know, it's dangerous out here.
Yeah, the streets is hot. What? No, we'll sign it in the morning.
No, we sign it right now. No, signing nothing in the morning. Yes, sir.
No.
Then she comes with that regret. No. That shit happens out here. So now, so we've gotten to that point now. And I think, ultimately, it's a difficult one to place because I genuinely believe you can be any age you want to be.
Mm. Here's the thing, though, as well. Dude, when we were 16, grade 10, guy, I really would have had no worries, dog. I would have been like, don't worry about a thing.
Yeah.
If a 40-plus-year-old woman came up to me and being like, hey, young boy in grade 10,
dude,
you want to go to my office? I'll be like, yes,
that
ma'am.
That was a dream.
You know?
That was a fantasy.
And
do you think girls experience that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And girls also do it, bro.
Yeah, they also do it. Exactly.
But then now when a spotlight is shone, because it's done behind closed doors, you know, in the dark.
Yeah.
But the minute a spotlight just goes... Now
it's hot.
Now it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's going to want to play their cards to the best suited position, you know? And that's why I'm saying it becomes risky. Because when things go to shit, everybody looks out for number one. And that's themselves. That girl also has a reputation, my nigga. She's got to uphold that. She's still a schoolgirl. She's just been caught with somebody who's, you know,
she's got to have a
reason. Of age, and she's not of age.
She's like,
how you going, dog, how do you think you're going to fit out in this one? Let's just be logical for a second. You know? And I'm not saying, don't get me twisted.
Don't even cover it. Don't even say any covering because
I'm telling it like it is.
You're telling it like it is, That's why you come to the show. If it's hard to hear, get the fuck out, bruh.
Honestly.
But here we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And this is a real phenomenon. And the other thing, which is scaring me, like, and I just saw this morning about three other women coming out with allegations against Cristiano Ronaldo.
You see?
You know, and, like, it's almost as if every man's a rapist. Do you know? Like, it's hard now to draw the lines, you know, between the monsters and, I don't know, I don't even know what to call it, the quarters. Because courtship is still something that has to happen. And I think this is where the line is blurred. Because we're still going to go out. We're still going to... I'm going to see you and I'll be like, oh, this girl is really pretty. I need to go say something. But even that could be considered harassment to a point, you know. And like, where is that line? How do you know if you're in the deep water or not? You know what I'm saying?
You know, how do you
know if you've
cues? If you've tried harder or you tried too hard.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
that, because I know there's that sort of resistance that females also give, and they're like, nah, I'm not going to be that easy.
You have to prove yourself.
I'm going to let him try harder.
Yeah, you know?
But you never really know. As a gent, you never really know when
and
you try
too hard. And she has the right to call it.
Yes.
And she does, you know what I mean? She has
and because of the state of things right now, you're basically guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think men have a say in what's happening. Do you know what I'm saying? And maybe that's the point. Maybe we've been pushed to that point, you know. And I think there's a weakness in men that women can just, you know, screw
and
like keep pinching it because you automatically assume guilty. So it's like, I don't know who to believe anymore. And I'm sorry that it's come to this point, but I really don't know who to believe anymore.
No, it's a real thing.
If everybody's one, who isn't? Or who is, actually? You know, are you just saying something about the nature of men, or are you saying something about the nature of humanity?
Dude, the narrative of men right now is not lit.
Yeah.
You know? We've got all of these cases of sexual harassment and everything, you know, and not taking away from the fact that some of them are real, but some of them are also bogus, and y'all know it. We've got men of trash going on. Like, men are just not winning right now.
Yeah.
You know.
But do you think...
And, no, and here's the thing. Although we're playing both sides as well. Some are innocent and some are fucking up real bad. Like,
that's
burning bitches.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the we're having trouble separating the monsters from the
and we're putting them all under one umbrella.
Yeah, and I don't even know what to call the other guys because then I'm an apologist.
Mm.
But yeah, the truth sometimes makes you seem like an apologist. But that's the way the game goes, you know. And what happens now in the courtship process as a guy? I say nothing. Me, if I hook up with a girl, it's because she came to me straight up. I'm just lucky that I'm pretty. So it happens relatively often.
Hey, pretty boy, no pimples.
Hey, no pimples. Use that dove, yo. Y'all are busy boycotting these niggas. I'll take all the doves. I don't have a pimple on my face, baby. On my face, on my legs. No way. So you see what I'm saying? Like, we're still gonna have sex.
It's gonna continue to happen, you know?
Yeah. For eternity, I might.
For eternity. For eternity.
But now here's this young boy. Cristiano posted all over his wall, and he's hurt these women, supposedly.
Yes.
And now all that he's done, the good that he's done...
washed away.
Are we saying that? That's what I'm asking you.
Man donates blood frequently. Man doesn't have tattoos so that he can donate this blood. Doesn't drink. Great sportsman donates gang gang guaps, you know, saves children's lives. It's a...
Yeah. So, like, let's say, as a result, Cristiano loses Nike, he loses everything. Because this is a fresh story, so we don't know what's going to happen. He's contributed to the... It's like that David Chappelle jokes. he rapes, but he saves more than he rapes. You know what I mean? And it's such an intricate thing, because how much has Cristiano done for the world? Do you know? But now, also, we can't take away from the dignity of these women and assume that they're lying. You know? But also, we always know that we never know the true story. It's almost like when you, when it shines on these famous people, it's almost like politics. You know? There's things that they're saying to put up a front to make sure they're covering their bases. But we don't know what happened in that room.
You being made an example of.
Yeah.
So you are the scapegoat. When when the drug lord sends out 100 you know, keys.
You're
the guy who's traveling with 3 keys and then he gets tipped off. Then nigga done did that shit.
But not even that. You're trying to be the president. You're trying to be Cristiano Ronaldo. Superstar extraordinaire. Do no wrong. I don't even drink. Why would I rape? Are you guys crazy? And then... So you put up all these barriers, but then nobody actually knows what's going on behind stage. You know, and it's I relate it to politics because it's very much similar in that way. You know, politicians, they tell us what they think we want to hear. But there's the petrol is $17, dog. What are you telling me, Cyril, about jobs being created now? You know, what plan do you have? Okay, Tito Mboweni is in. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I mean, I'm still suffering, dog.
You're telling me to chill. Get you that drug, dog. I must live, dog.
You know what I'm saying? So that is, for me, the hardest part to deal with. The fact that there were only 2 people there at a time. And those are the only 2 people in the world who know what happened.
And at the end of the day...
That's how Intimate Six is.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, when that verdict is made, we're basing it on... who told the best story?
Yes, exactly. What is the populist vote? That's how we're deciding people's fate. People are losing
and
their
it's
jobs.
Fucked.
It's fucked up, dude. And I honestly don't know how to
curb it because we don't have any other.
Except for consent for Omimuna. I was joking earlier, but dog, I think it's the way to go. Before. But you see, there's also the thing of being able to withdraw consent at any time. Just before you're about to...
No. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Just before you're about to... No.
Dude, no, fuck you.
It's hot out here, dog. This is the real world we're living in. People are losing their careers, their lives, their reputations, everything.
Dude.
Of populist vote, dog. Of mob mentality. Of what we believe or want to make out to be the story. You know, and Charlemagne, the God, always says, is like, people will always be, no one will believe the truth if the lie is more entertaining. Nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. That's really
Can I tell you what it, fuck.
Yeah.
We live in this life to try and break boundaries that we've set ourselves, guys.
Elaborate, I don't understand.
Like, just look at everything that we face, like the whole... Making marijuana, legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
We put that restriction on ourselves. Now we're fighting for restriction we put on ourselves. You know, we've got this situation with the age of sexual consent and everything. We put that restriction on ourselves. You know, not saying that there shouldn't be any...
No, but at a point it wasn't there and it was socially acceptable. So we were aware that... We decide. So now, are we deciding based on our true feelings or because this is how it is?
It's all subjective.
Everything is subjective. That's the whole point. That's why freedom is so scary. You know, we're gonna have to disintegrate. Before we come back together, you know. Before things come together, they have to fall apart. And what is falling apart is the old way. And it might look like this is terrible. And I think that's why the older generation has a problem with millennials. The fact that we can get a job on Twitter and on Instagram, and we don't have to work as hard. Oh, I think we do have to work hard, but in terms of
like
your ability to create is easier now
than it was before.
And if you're smart about it, you can get what you want sooner than others, you know. So we've got that freedom, and it looks like we're lazy, or it looks like we're entitled, you know. But the world is disintegrating its barriers, you know. The ones that we know, those are the ones that are falling apart. And I'm struggling to get to the idea of what it is we want. Because for our parents, it was easy.
Mm.
We want to be free. No more apartheid. No more down buses. Let's just all live together. Okay, that's an easy goal set in stone. We're all free now, but shit is still fucked up.
Shit is still menacing.
It's still menacing. Frightening.
Right now.
Fire help. You know what I'm saying? So, what is the end of apartheid? What is our promised land that we as young people want? For me, it's firstly, it feels like centuries away, but for everybody to do what they love.
Mm.
That feels, it almost seems impossible, you know. But like, we live in a dark world, right? But I see the light. I know, I can see there's something going on here that's nice, you know. There's a place on earth where there's beauty and joy and genuine love. And it's not to take away the negative things that happen on earth. Yeah. We're just saying that we prefer to stay in the light.
Can I tell you, I'm just going to be dead honest with you. I don't think we'll ever get that because there's a certain balance in the world.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like this balance is slightly skewed more towards the dark side right now at this present moment. But we can bring about that equilibrium.
Mm. And in terms of freedom, from how we look at ourselves and at sexuality itself, you know, I don't know how to, you know, draw the line on who is legal or not, you know. And I think if I was 16 and a MILF hollered at me, it didn't happen, but I would have rejoiced. I would have rejoiced with my whole heart.
Yeah. Dude, you know? Can I tell you something?
That's a human thing. Now I must fight it, you know.
My first MILF experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was 21 years old, my nigga.
All right.
I didn't even care to ask this woman's age.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how I already knew this is a MILF.
Yeah.
All right. So, man's is hot, obviously. You got to be hot to get the MILF.
Yeah.
You
know?
So, yeah, no. Chatting the whole time. Then, because I used to take taxis back
yo,
home.
Man's is eating bulls and he's taking taxis. That
dog, that's when you know. So she dropped me off by the McDonald's, you know, Grayson Rivonia.
Yeah.
You know, so I can give my taxi to Four Weezy, you know. So we hug in the car. As I pull away from the hug, I feel this mwah on my cheek. So yeah. I'm like, if you mwahing, that's consent, right? So I'm mwah back naturally, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we mwahing all the way. So I'm like, all right, cool, next step. We've just unlocked one step. You know, now we're going to unlock all the other levels.
Yeah.
Obviously, man's is hot. I unlock the levels. You know, I get to the crazy. Let me tell you. Plus that time, you know, she's a divorcee.
I'll show you how it feels to be loved again.
You know?
Yeah.
So, man gets to the crib. Man does the things, you know. Obviously, I'm a plumber, so I lay the pop.
Yeah.
You know? And then the first round is obviously so epic, you know. Me, I woke up, it's too epic, you know. She's just trying to catch her breath.
Yeah.
You know, I go to the kitchen, pour myself a glass of water, close the fridge, I'm drinking the water, I look at the fridge, I see a picture of what looks like her when she's younger.
Yeah.
So she joins me in the kitchen, I'm like, you want some water? She's like, yes. Give her the glass.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this you when you were younger? She's like, no, that's my daughter. I'm like, give me that water. I take a sip. I'm like, okay, cool. You got a daughter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how old is your daughter? Mind you, I'm 21. She says the daughter's 22. I'm like, okay, let me take another sip. Because damn.
Yeah, you are younger than her daughter.
I was like, woo.
See, is she depraved? Even though you were of age.
Yeah.
You were younger than her own daughter. Yeah. Somebody that came out of her vagina, you know.
Yeah.
So, is she fucked up?
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
Nope. So, it was, dog. There wasn't a nyah anyway from any of us.
A nyah.
You know? There wasn't a nyah anyway.
It just happened. It just flowed. It
just happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't.
It was, you know, hey, before George runs away, it was consensual. But, you know, reverse the, and mind you, she's white. Reverse the genders. Now make me the older black guy.
Yeah.
Ooh. And a younger white girl.
That's dangerous.
See what I'm saying? You gotta learn how to pick your cards at this stage in life.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
We are here defending, you know what I'm saying?
For some guys, even 21 is still playing it too risky.
Alright, so the message is, as long as it's consensual, but also be wary out there, because there's landmines waiting for you everywhere. And also, the very first one, make sure it's consensual.
Dude, I want to know what other people's opinion on this and what their age range would be. Where can they hit us up?
Yeah, hit us up on Twitter @_worst guys. You can chat to us at any time. We're pretty engageful, if that's a word. If it's not, I just created it and I'm coining it. Bing! And you can hit us up on Instagram as well, The Worst Guys, one word, small letters. And on Facebook as well, The Worst Guys. Just look for the bow tie and you'll find us, because we are some sophisticated goons. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. This has been a Worst Guys session. It's been pretty beautiful and it's about to get even better.
Wake up!
Here we go.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. What do you mean? That's Justin Bieber speaking the truth at a young age. Even he knows the story. But yeah, man, it's been quite a real conversation. As always, we talk about where we draw the line, man. Who knows? Who's to say what's fair to see and what not to see? Let's ask Dr. Dre.
What up?
I got a question, if I may.
Yeah.
Is it gay
to
play pop punk off with a friend?
Yeah.
But I ain't done yet.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. So it's quite real. First, it started off with our favorite porn categories. And then it morphed into something real, as it usually does with the worst guys. We're just talking about the whole, I don't know what you even call this episode right now. The movement, the Me Too movement. It's not even that. It's not even about that. It's more about who we are as people and, you know, what really happens behind closed doors cannot be judged by people who are outside. I think ultimately we make our decisions and we live with them, you know, whether they're good or bad. People are out here trying to delete tweets. That's what's going on right now, you know. So I hope we can be honest with ourselves and understand that we are human beings, and that means we're animals. It doesn't mean anything different. It means there's a way that things go. At the end of the day, the baby's coming out the mother's womb. You know? So there's certain things about ourselves that we need to look at and really consider. Is it bad or is it who we are? I think that's always the question. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Please do hit us up if you got comments, something to say. And yeah, we'll hit you right back. But for now, we're about to go into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week or so. It's been quite an interesting one, I must say. And you're going to hear it all from us right now.
Extra! Me and Playboy in trouble again! Playboy Penny at it again! Read about it! Extra! Place grab young fella! Extra!
All right. Well, the first story, which I believe is common news now, but we have to talk about it anyway, is Tito Mboweni.
Tito Mboweni. Yo, now, the views on that song are about to go up even more.
Hey, bruh, you just did.
Ah, well done, Casper.
A service over there.
What if Casper spoke this into existence?
Yeah, maybe. You never know, dude. Artists are sangomas, actually.
Hey, bruh.
So, yeah. Tito Mboweni is now the finance minister after Nhlanhla Nene resigned yesterday on Tuesday morning. I think, yeah, it had to happen, man. Nhlanhla Nene admitted to meeting with the Guptas on several occasions. So he was obviously colluding. I don't think they were there to talk about the price of milk. So, oh, actually they were. They were going to say, yeah, we're going to make the price of milk real expensive, right? Yeah, you know, Westina Dairy Farm, all that. Yeah. But that's cool. I think Tito Mboweni is a great replacement. You should have seen Cyril while Tito Mboweni was saying the inauguration speech or whatever you call it for finance minister. He was just sitting there like a ball, like, yeah, look at me. I did that. And say, we need to give Cyril a chance also. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very new to the president game, and he is trying, although we are seeing our mothers out here. But it's always that thing of stepping in to fix the past mistakes, man. You step in, and people are happy that you're in, but then it's like, fix it now.
You know. See? And they don't even give you a chance.
Yeah. And we're part of it. We're just tuning him now. But anyway, yeah, that's happened. And Tito Mboweni is our new finance minister. Let's hopefully the rant starts to hit the gym now. And also, shit, this is crazy for me. The quake tsunami in Indonesia, they're doing mass burials because it's over 800 people who have been killed by this earthquake. Dude, how much must we be grateful for life, guys? Like, honestly. Just imagine it, like, did you fart, dog? Nah, I think that was a tremor. What do you mean a tremor? And then your world is gone. I read a story about it. This guy, he was literally hugging his wife. A wave came. He got charred by the wave, and he never saw his wife again. When he got washed up at the shore, he went back. He found his motorbike and his wife's wallet.
What the fuck?
Dog, that can just happen to your life. So I'm grateful for every breathing moment. I won't even lie to you, man, because that is very, very scary. Very scary. Yeah, and obviously the story about Christy, it's getting deep. Three more women come forward with Ronaldo rape allegations. Yeah, I think we've kind of touched on that today. I don't know, man. I don't know. And I pray that everybody gets justice. Whatever the truth is, let there be justice. That's my wish. Upon every story that has come out, from Bill Cosby to Louis C.K. to Cristiano Ronaldo to Jeremy Piven to Malcolm Judy to all these cats out here, I pray there's true justice. That's all I say. But yeah, there's another story of Christy. Let's see where it takes him. And also, what else do we got here? Kanye going to the White House to lunch with Trump. These guys, they love each other, man. Like, it's quite cute, actually. I won't even lie. I'm in awe of their relationship. It's like, do you want to change the world, Kanye? Yeah, Trump, you want to change the world too? Let's change the world together, man. Let's change it. And they're doing it, dog. So, yeah, I guess we kind of have to get used to the fact that these guys are mates. And I think the media needs to stop making so much news about it, actually. And what else do we have here? Woo! Alright. I think that's about it, mate. The world has been quite a catastrophe of late. And only God can judge us. You know, we'll see when we get to the pearly gates who's actually right and who's actually wrong. But thank you so much for listening to The Worst Guys. As usual, we're going to wrap up with The Worst Guy Cypher. This is our favorite part of the podcast.
I've got something.
Oh, you got something?
Yeah.
Thank God. I've been looking and I'm like, I have no idea what to cook up today.
I think this is a dope one.
Alright.
We'll see how it goes.
It's always a dope.
Yeah.
A dope.
But you'll see, it's because
a dope.
It's not a hip hop song per se.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah man, like you could give us Om.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is a tutorial. No, mate. I just want to hear it, mate. Your piano is very, very dope, but it's not what we're looking for, my boy. Okay, so what else? What did you have in mind?
Shaggy. Wasn't me.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Let's see. It wasn't me. But I have to say instrumental. Okay.
Alright.
We're about to go in. You know how it is. We'll make a song on the spot.
Skyward Android.
And it's gonna be dope. Let's just mind.
This is the warm up before the actual rhymes begin.
Yeah. It's always worth it. It's worth the wait.
Hey. Okay. This is one of them conversational raps, okay?
Is it, bro?
Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got to Cliff Central, everybody's going fucking mental. Why? I found out on the news, Sky News, everybody wanna abuse, everybody wanna choose which side is the right, which side is the wrong, and which side are you on? Cause I heard about Cristiano Ronaldo, oh my gosh, and now we've got three more girls. Hey, what is that about? What is that about? I don't know, but someone better figure out what we're gonna do in this thing we call life. You can't even go around talking about, I wanna go and be freaky with my wife, cause she could just flip the script on, yeah. She could just say, no more consent, mister. No more consent, mister. Mark, please tell the people.
No more consent, my mister. I'm here and I'm getting hurt, I'm feeling the blister.
Oh.
I feel you, my lady, but I won't do it no more. I know you don't want me, so I'm going back to my core, to my heart, to the people that love me from the start. Gonna go to them, cause I know they're gonna be with me till I get to the dreams, and I'm still an MC. Everybody gonna be feeling me, you feeling me, G? I don't wanna be playing these silly little games with these girls out here, so I'm gonna keep on meditating, keep on my chair, cause I don't wanna talk to y'all out there. I'm sick and tired of everybody saying that I got you, and I don't even wanna be a Me Too guy, but everybody say Malcolm's really, he's that guy, but I say no baby, I'm just staying fly, and all these hoes wanna come to me, alright. Let's think about it, what's happening inside. We don't even know what's going on behind those doors. I mean, they are closed.
Everything that's happening behind closed doors, nobody knows. But everybody wanna expose what they think the truth is. But really, that's so fucking useless. Cause you were never there. You were never set a pair of eyes on what's happening. And what's happening is we putting people behind bars that's really innocent.
Hey.
And really innocent people are getting raped. And that's because you're saying that they raped. That's the hardcore truth. I'm just trying to prove to you that if we can come to the truth and make some sense of this thing that's not making sense at all. Oh my gosh, I need to go.
We gonna lose, let's not lose. We gotta win and see. Sometimes we are putting out our sins.
Our sins.
Trying to make people feel like they are the devil, but you are the one who is gonna really meddle in their business. Stay in your own lane. I mean, I know sometimes you think it's insane that other people out there doing what they want. I know I understand you, I mean, but you can be a cunt, so I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, everybody's got evil, boo. Even you, lady,
too. That's the thing. We all got evil. We all got not evil, we all not equal. But hey, somebody gotta talk for the masculine, somebody gotta talk for the innocent. Malcolm Dooley, speak for the people, tell the people how we ain't equal.
We ain't equal, but we also ain't evil. But you looking at us like we so medieval. We're thinking future, you thinking backwards. Everybody's getting hacked and they're sad, cause everybody losing their dad, and everybody feeling so bad, cause they don't even understand how they lost the plot, how they did it. They don't even know how they're gonna get it back to their homes. They don't even know how to call back home. Yo, mommy, I'm sorry, yo.
She said you tried a little too hard.
Wasn't me.
Said you tried a little too hard.
Wasn't me.
Said you tried a little too hard.
It wasn't me.
How did you try too hard?
It wasn't me.
What you gonna do, Malcolm Blue?
It wasn't me.
Are you gonna go to the room?
It wasn't me.
And ask the judge?
It wasn't me.
To give you some freedom?
It wasn't me.
This is CliffCentral.com.